This is your State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent, and our first guest this morning is the Wisconsin Attorney General, who is now in the last year of his first term. Josh Call joins us, and what questions do you have about his work this morning? Join us at 1-800-642-1234 or email us ideas@WPR.org. Attorney General Call, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Lee. Thanks for having me on the program.
I just heard you in the news there, so let's follow up a little bit with the tribal right to spearfish. Last week, as the Melissa reminded us, you reminded Wisconsinites of the protected tribal right to fish in ceded territories and the legal consequences people could face if interfering with the Ojibwe spring spearing and netting season. Just tell us why it's necessary to remind residents of this tribal right and the penalties for folks for interfering.
Well, first, it's important for folks to know that this is a contractual right that goes back decades to when certain territories in Wisconsin were ceded. And it's vital that people know that there are specific rights provided for in those agreements to hunt and fish and gather. And there are criminal penalties if people interfere with the exercise of those rights. We want to get the message out so that people across the state know that this will be happening soon, and that it's vital that people respect those rights, both because historically that is an agreement that was made, but also because both the DNR and law enforcement are committed to enforcing the laws if there are violations.
Attorney General Call, last month, your Department of Justice filed a lawsuit that says Tyco Fire Products and Johnson Controls Incorporated released PFAS chemicals or forever chemicals into the environment in Marinette. Tell us about the lawsuit.
One of the biggest sources of PFAS contamination in Wisconsin is in the Marinette area. This is an issue that has been impacting communities around the state, though. And it's an issue that we have been looking into as well as the Department of Natural Resources. What we have alleged in the complaint that we filed recently is that Tyco and Johnson Controls are responsible for PFAS contamination, primarily resulting from the testing of firefighting foams at a fire technology center, again, in the Marinette area. That has caused severe contamination of the waters there. A number of people have had to drink bottled water because their wells have tested too high in PFAS. We have had some progress made as there have been efforts to remediate the contamination, but it hasn't gone as far as we would like. And so we have brought this court action seeking a court order mandating that there be a permanent solution to the contamination and also requesting forfeitures to deter this kind of pollution from happening in the future.
Attorney General Call, what would be the best possible outcome here of this lawsuit? What do you hope the resolution could be?
There are a few things that we're looking for, and I have to say part of my thinking on this was informed by a listening session that I had in Marinette. I went and heard from residents of the community about the impacts that PFAS contamination is having on them and their lives. One thing that's critical is that we get an order requiring that Johnson Controls and Tyco engage in all of the testing that they need to engage in to make sure that they have remediated all the PFAS in the area and that they're going to make sure that permanent clean water solution is in place. And then secondly, having forfeitures both hopefully can help us work to remediate some of the harm in that area, but also send a message that if there is PFAS contamination, companies need to act swiftly to clean it up. And more importantly, they need to make sure that they're preventing the kind of contamination that we've seen in the Marinette area from happening.
Attorney General Josh Call, our guest, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, our guest, and Attorney General Call, do you expect more lawsuits like this one? As mentioned, there are PFAS contamination areas around the state. So does the Justice Department go further?
It's certainly possible. We worked with Governor Evers last year to request authority to bring in outside counsel to evaluate potential PFAS claims in Wisconsin. That process is still ongoing, and that's in addition to this action we filed against Johnson Controls and Tyco. But we are continuing to evaluate that issue, and where there is PFAS contamination and we can work to protect clean water in Wisconsin, We're going to look very hard at what our legal options are so that we can ensure that every Wisconsinite has access to clean water, and that they don't, we're taking action to hold accountable those who are responsible.
Attorney General Josh Call, taking your questions as well this morning at 1-800-642-1234. And Attorney General Call, I'd ask you about the Assembly's legislative branch has a special counsel, which is led by the former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman from the judicial, formerly of the judicial branch. The Justice Department is part of the executive branch, but it's all about checks and balances here. So I'd be interested in knowing, with the special counsel's investigation from the legislature into the 2020 election, how the Attorney General sees it and what role, if any, the Justice Department has in overseeing it.
Well, first, this investigation never should have been started, and it needs to come to an end as quickly as possible. Back in October of last year, I called for Speaker Voss to shut this investigation down. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. And since that time, we haven't really learned anything new about what's happened in Wisconsin elections, but we have wasted a lot of taxpayer dollars. Now, Justice Gableman issued a number of subpoenas. Our office has been involved in representing some of the people who've been subpoenaed, and we're challenging those. Our basic argument is that if people are going to testify to a legislative committee, that should happen in public, in a public hearing, where Wisconsinites can hear directly from the folks who administer elections. But Justice Gableman is fighting in court to try to have those interviews, depositions conducted in private. But more broadly, it's clear at this point that Justice Gableman is just engaging in conspiracy theories here. He suggested that our elections could be decertified, which his own attorney has said is incorrect. And he also put out some factual claims that have now been debunked, claims about voting at nursing homes. And in any legitimate investigation, if there were false claims made, you would immediately see an effort to correct those claims, some sort of explanation for how it happened. But here they've just been left to linger by Justice Gableman and his team. It's one of numerous signs that this is not a serious investigation. So this needs to come to an end.
And the spring elections across Wisconsin take place tomorrow. What role does the Justice Department have in overseeing or making sure that these happen without any trouble or concern?
Well, what's important for Wisconsinites to know is that if there is any information that they have indicating that there is voter fraud or voter intimidation at the polls, that they should report that information to local law enforcement. We work with local law enforcement to provide and DAs to provide information about election integrity. And the good news is that in Wisconsin, we have safe and secure elections. But if there is any malfeasance in the process, we want people to report that so that appropriate enforcement action can be taken to protect people's right to vote.
And at the same time, Wisconsin's state legislative redistricting district still up in the air as a result of a U.S. Supreme Court overturning a state Supreme Court decision that was won on behalf of Governor Evers, that you won on behalf of Governor Evers. What happens next in the redistricting for Wisconsin?
That remains to be seen. You know, we, as you said, I'm some of my colleagues and I are representing Governor Evers in the redistricting litigation. You know, it had been our hope at the beginning of this process that we would see truly fair maps at the end of this. Early on in the process, though, the state Supreme Court put out a standard that said that they would adopt the map that had the least changes from our current heavily gerrymandered maps. Fortunately, the maps the state Supreme Court initially adopted were fairer maps. They're still not totally fair. But unfortunately, the U.S. Supreme Court has said that the state Supreme Court has to go back to the drawing board on those. So what's going to happen next is that we're going to hear from the state Supreme Court about what, if any, additional steps it wants to see before that court ultimately determines what map to put in place. I expect that that's going to move pretty quickly and that we'll see something in the next few weeks because deadlines for taking out nomination papers are coming up soon. And so this process will need to move quickly.
Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin, Josh Call, our guest this morning. We're having a little trouble with the phone, so if you'd like to get a question in, it should be via email, ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. We'll get that phone fixed for us straight away. But in the meantime, if you have a question for the Attorney General of Wisconsin, you can get it in ideas@WPR.org this morning. Our conversation continues. I'm Lee Rayburn, and this is your State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is our guest. It's your State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and we welcome your questions for Attorney General Call this morning. Our phones are back in order, so you can line them up at 1-800-642-1234. And Attorney General Call, I want to ask you about Wisconsin's share of the opioid settlement money. I believe we stand to receive about $400 million from a lawsuit settlement with drug makers related to the opioid crisis. Where should this money go?
Well, first, you're right. It's going to be about $400 million. That's going to be coming from three opioid distributors, as well as an opioid manufacturer. It's part of a nationwide settlement. And under state law, a law that was passed last year, 70% of those dollars will go to counties and cities in Wisconsin. And the other 30% will be going to the Department of Health Services. I know that the Department of Health Services is working on a plan for how those funds get allocated. There will be about $50 million coming to both the state and county and local governments this year alone. But I think it's critical that the investments be made in doing everything we can to fight the opioid epidemic. Now, fortunately, the settlement provides that the funds need to go to opioid abatement. But that's going to include and I think should include things like funding for treatment programs, funding for recovery programs, funding to continue increasing public awareness about the danger of opioids to hopefully prevent people from becoming addicted, and then funding for enforcement efforts to work to slow the tide of drugs coming into the state of Wisconsin.
Let's go to the phones and your questions for Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call at 1-800-642-1234, where John in Eau Claire is standing by. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I have a question for the Attorney General. I have never heard him utter a single criticism of the Biden's open border policy, which allows Chinese fentanyl to come across the border, which finds its way into Wisconsin and is killing our young people. If he spent half the time on that subject that he has on Gableman, I would be much happier.
The question would be about fentanyl, I suppose, and where it's coming from and what the state is doing in our Justice Department to address fentanyl on the streets, Attorney General Call?
Yeah, well, the first thing to make sure that people are clear about is how dangerous fentanyl is. Fentanyl is far more potent than even heroin, and it is a driver in the spike we have seen in opioid-related overdose deaths in Wisconsin. I think there are some several different things we need to be doing to make sure that we are fighting this danger. One is I think it's critical that we work to ensure that the large-scale drug traffickers who are distributing fentanyl are held accountable, and that we work to dismantle those drug trafficking networks. Now, fentanyl does come into the United States from outside of the country. It comes in a number of different ways, though. It comes in on land, by water, and through the mails. And working to dismantle those drug trafficking networks, I think, is the most important step. And that requires long-term, intensive investigations into these drug trafficking organizations. I was just going to say we also need to make sure that people are aware of how dangerous fentanyl is, and that it is often mixed with other drugs, and that people sometimes, in many cases, overdose not realizing that they're taking fentanyl. It's part of the reason it's all the more important to get folks into treatment and recovery programs, and it's part of the reason that using the $400 million we're going to be recovering to invest in treatment programs and recovery programs is vital.
Your office recently created two new assistant attorney general positions, I believe, to help the Appleton and Wausau field offices and local authorities there address some drug-related crimes. What's happening there that made this necessary?
Yeah, those positions actually go back to my predecessor's administration. We've kept them in place. They're regional drug prosecutors. And what they are is assistant AGs who work with DA's offices and law enforcement across the state to work on some of the most serious drug trafficking cases that we see in Wisconsin. That's important for a couple of reasons. One is they bring expertise in certain types of cases, including what are known as Len bias homicide cases, cases where people illegally sell drugs and then that results in a fatal overdose. In those cases, they often recently have involved fentanyl, and there are heightened penalties in place for the drug dealers who sell drugs that result in a fatal overdose. They also work when information is gathered, say in a local drug trafficking investigation. They work to bring those up to the next level in the supply chain and work their way up the distribution chain so that the most serious offenders, the higher level drug traffickers, can be held accountable. Now, the funding for those positions is going to run out next year. And so we are asking the legislature to continue providing funding for those positions. It's vital that we get that so we can continue to provide this resource to prosecutors around the state. And there's bipartisan support among prosecutors for this program.
Let's go back to your questions for our guest, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, this morning at 1-800-642-1234, where Mike in New London standing by. Mike, you're on the air.
Good morning. I appreciate being able to ask Josh a question. Given that the legislature will not meet and hold a hearing to approve Tony's appointees to the DNR board, what can be done? What are you doing to get Fred Prehn off the board?
Attorney General Call?
Yeah, so first, just the background to make sure your listeners are aware. There are appointees to the Natural Resources Board, which oversees the DNR. And right now, there is a 4-3 majority of appointees from Governor Walker, even though we're now in the fourth year of Governor Evers' term. And part of the reason for that is that one of Governor Walker's appointees has refused to leave the board. Now, you know, normally you might think, well, he can't refuse to leave. Of course, he needs to leave. Governor Evers was duly elected and gets to appoint the replacement. But what's happened is that Governor Evers' replacement has not been confirmed by the state Senate. And we've actually seen this on a number of other appointees as well. We brought a legal action seeking to remove Fred Prehn from the Natural Resources Board. That case is in front of the state Supreme Court. Arguments were held there pretty recently, and we're now awaiting a decision. So it's my hope that the Supreme Court will conclude that Fred Prehn needs to be removed and that Governor Evers can choose the person to fill that role. But right now that's going to be, that's awaiting a decision from the state Supreme Court. But this is also a really anti-democratic step that we're seeing from Fred Prehn, because essentially he's trying to override the will of the voters who elected Governor Evers to, among other things, select appointees for these critical executive branch roles. So it's my hope that he'll do the right thing and step aside, but so far that hasn't happened.
We got time for one more question quickly here. Martha in Menominee, you're on the air with Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Call. Mr. Voss and Mr. Gableman have spent almost $1 million trying to negate my vote. Could a private citizen or group bring a lawsuit against them for fraudulent business practices for selling my tax dollar for a work product that suggests illegal acts be done?
Martha, thank you. Attorney General Call, we've got about a minute.
Well, thank you for the question, Martha. I can't provide you any legal guidance on private actions, but unfortunately, one of the parts of the lame duck law that was passed in 2018 after Governor Evers and I were elected and Governor Walker and the Republicans in the legislature tried to undermine our authority was a provision that gave the legislature the ability to spend what they wanted to on attorneys. And we are now seeing this huge waste of taxpayer dollars on this Gableman investigation and on lawyers for Michael Gableman on top of the investigation. What I think is critical is that Wisconsinites continue speaking out and make clear to the legislative leaders that we have that that this is unacceptable and that we got to stop wasting our tax dollars through this investigation that is really an attack on our core democratic principles.
Attorney General Call, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Lee.
Josh Call is the Attorney General of Wisconsin. Up next news, then the State Capitol Report continues with Melinda Brennan, the new Executive Director of the Wisconsin Chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show.